Dear Mr. Hunt, I expect you have heard at the office about me being in England suffering from gas poisoning. And as it is quite a long time since I last wrote to you, no doubt a few lines will be acceptable to explain matters. We left the trenches at Vimy Ridge on July the 5th, and marching back about 14 miles, we eventually reached a village named Ostreville for the purpose of having a divisional rest. The signallers thought an orchard would be very convenient to erect bivouacs in, so when we were busy carrying out this idea, an old Frenchman appeared at the scene and raised objections. However, he agreed at last to allow us in at one end of the orchard, thinking, I suppose, that we would wander about his place. We had an enjoyable time here for 6 days, and then had to return to our old billets near Mount Celloy, till the old of the division had retired. We guessed by this move that our rest was over, and the following days were spent in marching and travelling by motor lorries and train until we arrived at Merricourt Station on July 21st, near Albert. After a delightful swim in the river near the billet, we marched off the following night to take part in the big push. We slept in an open field that night near Frycourt Farm and were rather rudely awakened by a few German shells landing near us. For 5 days, we were lying in reserve in this district and occupied our time in watching an army of men at work in the valley, making roads, railways, boring for water and laying down water pipes. Also practicing attacks in the old trenches. It was very interesting to see the great amount of artillery busy practically all day and night, and to read their messages sent by visual signalling, often using lights, from a ridge across the valley. Our period in reserve being up, we moved to Mamet's Wood to lie there in support for 5 days, before going into the trenches at Highwood. On arrival at the edge of the wood at night, we were welcomed by a big dose of gas shells and shrapnel, which was applied steadily throughout the night by the German artillery. Having to assist in putting our signalling gear into a hole for safety, I was prevented from using my respirator for the first quarter of an hour, as we could not see on account of the darkness and dust made by the ammunition columns rushing along the road. And it was during this time that I must have breathed in enough gas to put me out of action. Afterwards, of course, respirators were used when we were settled in holes by the roadside for the night.